24 hours then, after the Knights unfortunately lost to the Nottingham Werewolves, head coach David Grant's with me. David, thoughts on the game?
A lot different to the game on Saturday against Clifton. Just the whole, from everything. We played against, no disrespect to Clifton, but a side with a lot more skill and a lot more structure, and a side that can burn you very quickly. As we saw to our own cost, in terms of some of the nice goals they scored, it weren't from lack of effort or anything. It was just they were able to turn it on as and when they wanted to, and create the spaces to score some really nice goals, if we're being brutally honest with each other. So, but no, it's, if I'm honest, one thing I must say on the game, I was very, very proud and impressed still with the effort that the whole team gave. We knew how difficult we were, and after the first period, we all realised just how difficult we were. But we stuck to our structure, we stuck to our plans, and we gave ourselves the best chance possible, as daft as it sounds. That's the most we spent time-wise in playing against a top Nottingham Wolves side, either in Central Conference or tournament play, that we spent in their zone. So, you know, we did some things right. Yeah, we lost the game. You know, that's obviously the main bit. But if you're looking elsewhere, no, there was a lot there. Me personally, there was a lot there to be happy about, if I'm honest with you.
Would you say the Werewolves are one of the best teams the Knights are going to come up against this season?
Yeah, no twiz about it. I mean, when you look down their side and you look at the international appearances for Great Britain, you know, you have ex-GB captain in Mick Donegill. That side had that talent and skill. I mean, you know, some of the goals they scored, they were just top range goals. So, you know, if we play a team that's better than them, they'll have to go some to match them, if I'm honest with you. Because they were good yesterday, from all zones of their play. But, you know, in certain areas, I thought we competed with them in effort, in commitment. And we didn't give up. I must admit, you know, so times before we've played Nottingham Wolves and Arnhem Wolves years gone by when the side would just give up. We didn't give up yesterday. And it's things like that which, you know, it's impressive. And it gives us a great chance and a great footing. We knew going up to Division 1 it was going to be tough. So we're showing the characteristics now against teams that are skill-wise better than us. It gives us a chance that when we get the opportunity to get the points, to give us a chance to stay up, we'll have the skill set in the bank, knowing that we've already shown that we can compete.
Would you say... obviously, you say the Knights didn't give up, but would you say the previous week against the Steelers they did give up?
I wouldn't say we gave up against the Steelers. Playing against the Steelers is a different type of game. You know, when we played Clifton and against Nottingham, it's more hockey led. You know, let's not hide behind it. Playing against the Steelers, it's a more of a physical game. And that can, you know, put you off your game. But I didn't think that even then we gave up. We didn't think, you know what, forget this, you know, let's just get out of here. It's just, you know, different style. And I thought yesterday we were quicker to realise what we're up against when it showed in the scoreline. I think, you know, from myself upwards, you know, we weren't as quick to realise what we were playing against in terms of how they were playing the game. And the scoreline showed, if we're honest. But, so yeah, well, yesterday I felt that we was wiser to the task. And it comes with experience at the top division. You know, the more games we play, the more wise and the more experienced our guys will be.
So, for the Knights to compete with a team like that, what would they have to do right in order to win the game? Or is that too much out of the question? For Knights to beat a team like them, is it out of the question, or would it just have to be one hell of a performance?
I don't think it's out of the question as it sounds. You know, we've got some talented guys in the team. You know, you've got to remember this is our first year in Division 1. Previous years, we've you know, mid-table, low-table. So this is our first year at the top division. So we've got to be able to fight. We've got to find his feet. And we've got to fight it quickly because obviously there's not, you know, hundreds of league games. But we'll do it in little batches. And, you know, I think from game one to game two, I think we've found a bit more of his feet. Our next game, we'll find a bit more. And it'll go from there. And our confidence will grow. And I think that's where we'll get the chance. Once we've got the confidence to go to a man and to a team and to a unit, we can do this. And that only comes with experience and time. It's not ability. It's very much, my belief, it's time and the confidence and the experience of knowing what to do. When we get there, if we can work it, the work rate that we show, who knows? If everything, everything's aligned and we all give our A game, we give ourselves the best shot.
And when are the Knights back in action?
I believe there's a national tournament on the horizon. And I think that's to be confirmed. We've got a couple of weeks off, and I think it's quite crucial for the club all around, if I'm honest with you. We've had a number of games, whether it's been the friendlies and the tournaments to the Transpennine to League and Cup. I think it's going to be handy for all, both sides, Knights and the Lancers, just to, have a week or so off.
Gives the chance for the lads carrying Knox to rest.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not a soft game. And, you do pick up injuries, you do pick up Knox, and the last thing you want to do when you're carrying a few of them is just play week in, week out, especially at, when we've got to wake up Monday morning to go to work. So I think it's good that, there's going to be a couple of weeks off. But I expect when we get the next game that we'll be back firing at all cylinders. And in fairness, I expect that because the guys have shown so far already, and that's both the Knights and the Lancers, that when it comes to game time, that they want it, that they're ready for it. I mean, go on to Saturday's game. I mentioned, after the game, the character shown. If you don't want it, you'll not show that type of character.
Showed great character.
A very great character. It's nicking a phrase off an ex-Liverpool manager, but it's true. If you want that type of result, bearing in mind how much we were staring down the barrel, you'll want it. You've got to show it. You've got to show the character. You've got to show something about you, and we did. And that's what will help us, amongst other things, going down the stretch.
Right. Well, we'll leave it at that then. We'll speak very soon.
Thank you very much.